And here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Media Monday. This is Sharon Hill, and I am your host. Every Monday at noon, we take live callers after a brief topic or question of the week. And for those of you who have been on, and we're Facebook Live, we're trying to get that up.
Recording in progress.
And so we're trying to do that right now in a way that won't delay or give feedback. Looks like this time it's going to work. Okay. So bear with me for a minute. Hang on. If you're waiting in queue, please hang on. Still typing, everybody, so please be patient. All right, let's hope it works this time. We're going live on Facebook. So for those of you who have If you're waiting for the Facebook Live to come up, it should be coming up right now. There we go. And now, hey, all right. We are on. Uh-oh. I've got to get to, Okay, where's my techie person?
I'm right here.
I can't get back to the radio screen now.
Okay, and show me your screen.
And I can't minimize Zoom, okay? So
that's okay.
I understand that.
It's there. It's behind the full screen.
There it is. Got it.
There you go.
I had to click enough. Okay, I found it. All right. So I hope everyone is still with me. We're going to give this a go, and I'm going to test it right now before we do the topic, so some lucky person who's been waiting in queue will get their or question answered first. So telephone number ending in 6181, 6181. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Amy.
Amy, and I can hear you, Amy. And you can hear me, correct?
Yes, I can.
And there's no delay and no feedback, so we are good to go. I am going to hang up, Amy, and we're going to start the show. But you will be our first caller when we reconnect, so call back in, all right? When I hang up on you, well, let me see. I'm going to try. If you get disconnected, call back, and I will pick you up, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So it appears that we have things working now. We had to sort that out, and our first attempt did not work. So, and I appreciate all the help from the people behind the scenes. Couldn't do it without you. And so for those of you who joined last week, you know that we did a meditation is what we call it here in the West or America, the American version, sitting in the power, the British version, and they call it building our energy field so that we can increase that field to gain access to more information. for those of you who are developing your mediumship, if you've been working with it, you realize that when you've got a lot of energy, it's very easy. And when you don't, sometimes it's difficult. You tend to get stuck in the psychic field, which is a smaller, lower version of energy. And we want to expand that field to the next level or layer. You might imagine an atom with electrons jumping into higher orbits, higher frequencies. That's in expanding our field of energy. And that's what spiritual development does. As we draw our energy within and let it settle down, then it can fill out and expand everywhere. And that's what we do when we develop. We work with our own energy, clearing any blocks, breathing through things, allowing the field to expand, to relax and be comfortable, to settle in our seats, to really settle down so our energy can rise and our vibration can rise to higher and higher levels. And as we're working with mediumship, it is one of the levels along the way. So there are levels where we feel it in us. This is our intuition, kind of, oh, we get those gut feelings, and that's still within our being and our very close aura. And then we may get psychic information from higher chakras, which, oh, okay. So now we may be seeing things, hearing things. And then to be with the spirit people, we want to be in a higher vibration, another level. So we're layers and layers. In my schooling, it was taught to be likened like a piano, with middle C being here, low C here, and high C here. They're all C, the same note, meaning we're dealing with our sixth sense, our intuitive and spiritual gifts, but there are different octaves, if you will, that contain different energy, different fields of information, if you will. And so that's why it's so important to develop, to sit in a circle and develop if you're going to practice mediumship, if you are a medium, if you would like to be a medium. Very important to learn how to work with your own energy field and learn about the information that's contained in the field at different levels. And you'll notice as you begin to do readings, if you're practicing, you'll notice that it happens spontaneously. You may be going along or you're in the flow and all of a sudden you'll jump to the next level. You'll be giving information, maybe psychic information, sensing things about the person or their life, and all of a sudden there's a person, spirit side. Oh, okay. It naturally will build, and when it builds enough, it jumps. And so this is what we're looking for. Until we can on a regular basis learn to flip a switch, and this is what professional mediums do. They give thanks, flip the switch, and it automatically blows their field up and they connect and they have access to the information because they've usually spent years developing that, all right? So working with yourself is what it's all about. You are the medium. Spirit will impress upon you, use you as their instrument to communicate to the people that are here. And it's important to understand that. We serve the spirit world when we practice mediumship. That's our commitment. And if we do a good job, then we get, as it's been said, highly recommended by the spirit world. If you did a good job for one spirit, they'll let other spirit beings know that, and they'll come to you. So readings are set up spirit side. I firmly believe that. At least it's true in my case. I know that anyone who gets an appointment with me for private reading, it was divinely connected. There is someone in spirit who wants to talk or communicate or connect with that person. So I hope that works for you as well. So give it a try if you're developing. And it's very exciting. Lily Dale catalog should be out within the next month, I'm hoping. And you want to pay attention so that you can book quickly. And there are so many wonderful teachers who teach in the summer season at Lily Dale. Season runs from the last week of June until Labor Day weekend. And there are many workshops, classes being offered where you can actually work on your spiritual development with world-class teachers from all over. And you'll want to check that out, especially if you are in the process of developing your own spiritual gifts or you're looking to develop your spiritual gifts. There are classes and workshops for every level, as well as free programming. Meditation is free every day in the morning in the Healing Temple, and two healing services a day, which are also no charge. And there's a church service every day in the afternoon, a lecture, so you'll learn something, as well as a clairvoyant who will bring messages, another opportunity to receive a message, and then two or three message services a day, and that's all included with your gate fee. So I encourage you to check that out and make your plans early, and people have been asking, and things will book up quickly. So check it out and make your plans for the summer to visit Lily Dale in person if you haven't yet, and I hope that you're able to make it. It's a wonderful experience. All right. So, Medium Monday's been back, and our topic has just been a brief description of the energy fields associated with spiritual development as a sidebar for last week's meditation of sitting in the power, which you can go back and listen to at any time, and so it's there for you if you want to use it to develop. And we do have quite a few callers, and because we were not able to get any last week, I am going to start just a bit early here and start taking calls. You can get a spot reading, so you can ask for a spot reading, or if you have a question, you can ask your question. So when I say, how can I help you, you let me know if you want a spot reading or you want a question answered, all right? And just a little sidebar note, if anyone should contact you through the Facebook link, if anyone sends you a message in Facebook saying contact me for a message, please understand that is not affiliated with Lily Dale or myself, Sharon Hill, not at all affiliated. No one will contact you to receive a message. The only way you can get a message is by calling into the radio station and hope that you're the one who is picked. And so that call-in number is 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And if someone posts that in the Facebook feed, that'd be lovely. And now, as promised, for our first caller, going back to Amy's telephone number ending in 6181. Who am I speaking with, Amy?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy, and where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Amy from Pennsylvania, and did you want a spot reading or a question?
I would like a spot reading.
All right. The very first thing I can say, and that, you know, you are a good person to use for a teaching moment, and so I don't mind. Tuning in with Amy in Pennsylvania, she's being very careful not to give me any information, okay? And I don't know how aware she is that she's doing that, okay? But some people do that. They say, they come in, they get a reading, and they just kind of like hold everything real close to because they don't want to give you any way of knowing. It's a kind of a form of skepticism and doubt, which is fine. I'm just using it as a teaching moment, because if you're someone who wants a reading, the best way to do it is to remain open, all right? And so I'll let you know that too. So Amy from Pennsylvania, would you understand being close to a dog, please? A dog.
Yes.
Thank you. This is very significant. This is what they're showing me about you. Would you understand having a better relationship with animals than with people?
Yes.
Thank you. And you came by that honestly. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it's wonderful. You are very gifted when it comes to animals, and I don't know if you know that. You have the ability to do what we call animal communication, all right? You're very sensitive to the vibrations of the animals, and you can read the energy and understand their needs and understand their communication, right? And so this will be wonderful for you to develop more, because you really have a very strong gift and a very strong bond with the animal kingdom. Now, I have a bird that keeps popping in and out and in and out and in and out and in and out. Can you place this bird spirit side from in the past, please? Whose bird was this?
Not a bird. My aunt had a bird.
Thank you. Very peepy. Very, very, very chirpy. Is that how you say it? Very chirpy.
Yes.
It's spirit side now. Would you understand that?
Yes.
It's coming in and out and in and out and in and out. And it's kind of playing with you like it would play with a cat. Okay. It's rather an entertaining bird. I think it was kind of a nuisance when you knew the bird, and it was rather noisy, right? You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe the bird misses us more than we miss the bird, no offense to the bird, right? But it was pretty, and it was joyful all the time, and that really made a significant impact. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, and so, you know, in the olden days, in the miners, when they worked in the mines, they would take a canary, and they would let it go in the mine, and if it came back, it meant there was enough oxygen for men to go in, and if it didn't come back, it meant there wasn't enough oxygen, and that if people entered the mine, they would die, okay? It was one of the tests, the canary test, to see whether it was safe to go into the mine or not. And whether you realize it or not, you know, this will be very valuable for you in terms of testing people, because I'm seeing, and I know we're going a bit long here, but people haven't been real, the people in your life haven't been real truthful in their presentation of themselves, which has in the past allowed you to trust people who were not trustworthy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you have gone to great lengths and done an incredible amount of work to not be in that circumstance anymore. And it's okay to let people in. We just need a little test like a canary. You understand?
Exactly.
So find your canary test and use it so that you don't have to be alone and just to be safe, okay?
Okay.
I have a lovely grandma here. Feels like you only had one significant grandma. There's no, or only one in spirit. You understand that?
Yes.
Thank you. She actually is quite lovely. Would you understand?
I do.
She's someone you could trust. It was everybody else, right? Okay. And she brings you a lot of love, and she wants to let you know you're not alone. And she hears you. So you have the gift of spirit communication. And she is one of your guides, whether you know it or not. So work with that. And I know that you feel her. Your heart's been opening a lot lately. So we want to keep that momentum, trusting spirit and trusting ourselves, okay? You're getting kudos for all the work you've done and a lot of love from the animal kingdom and from grandma, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. All right, for our next caller, I have telephone number ending in 5616. 5616. Who am I speaking with, please? 5616.
This is Pearl from Texas.
Pearl from Texas. How can I help you?
I just wanted to see who you could connect with for a mediumship level.
Yeah, interesting. Would you understand? This is interesting. I have what feels like a father figure, but it doesn't feel like your biological father. It feels like a father-in-law, but I don't know that it was your father-in-law. Okay? Would you understand? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I think so.
Okay? And he comes in immediately, walking down the road with a big smile on his face, and he looks like he has boots, but they're not as pointy as I would be expecting, okay? I have to say. And he's on the average to thin side, and his hair was straight. It went to kind of, you know how the women call it mousy brown? He went mousy gray, okay? Kind of undistinguished gray color. He feels like a character who had good intentions, and I think that his intentions didn't always carry out. All right, does this make sense to you, please?
Well, a couple people might have fit. I'm trying to figure it out who it is.
Okay.
Is there anything he has to share that'll let me know who he is that I remember?
That's what I'm asking. So you're saying there are two men that this fit. Would you understand that one would have always worn like blue jeans and a plaid kind of cotton poly shirt. It would be more Western looking. One would be, but I'm not seeing a hat and his boots aren't too pointy. So maybe a kind of wannabe Western. The rest of him looks Western to me. And the other guy you're talking about doesn't fit that. He's a little more sophisticated in his dress. Do you understand?
I'm still trying to put it together.
All right. Let me. Hang on. Be quiet so I can hear them. All right. He's showing me. Would you understand? He's showing me a blue ribbon, and he's showing me a plate that's significant, a plate like we would put up as a decoration, like one of those white china with a blue something, you know, blue print on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
showing me those things. Does that help you sort it out?
No.
Okay. Can you connect one of them to a fair?
Like F-A-I-R?
F-A-I-R.
To a fair.
Did somebody come to a fair or take you to a fair when you were little?
This really isn't ringing a bell.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm going to set it aside if you can't place it right now. I have a J connect. I want to say Jeff or Jeffrey or Jeffer. Okay, so I'm going to leave that with you. I don't know if it's a connecting name or his name. And I'm seeing also a Ferris wheel here. You know how when the fair comes to town and we go, he's showing that to me, all right, as being a significant event. And I don't think this guy showed up a lot, but I think he was significant early on. And so I want to say that someone, whoever he belonged to as the in-law, they probably divorced, okay? And we lost
contact. We definitely
had
that
contact.
In our family.
Yes. Okay.
We definitely had
so
that in our family.
A divorce early on, and we lost the family from it, okay? So I'll just leave that with you to think about later. It probably will come to you. He's just giving you a lot of love. Now he's showing me a hat, and he's taking it off, and he's tipping it to the lady, and he's saying that you've done extremely well. You've fared well is what he's saying, and that you've done amazing for yourself, and he's just so happy. Because your early circumstance were a bit, I don't know how much you remember up like to the age of 2. Does that make sense to you?
Actually, go ahead. That might, go ahead.
Okay. But you're just getting a lot of kudos spirit side for what a great job you've done. And I feel it extends to raising a family of your own. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you're getting.
I'm trying to see
lost.
What this could be. Yeah, this isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You're getting lots of kudos. You're going to have to think of in-laws and other families. Now, your own family has grown, please?
Yes.
Okay. And you did an incredible job. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
They're turning out okay.
Yeah, they turned out okay because of what you did. All right, and that's what they're trying to say. Now, you know your mom's in spirit too, right?
Yeah.
She's right here. Comes through, just a little fluff on her, just enough to keep her soft and supple. All right, not too big. And she had darker eyebrows and whiter hair. I don't know if they were real or not, either of them. But she comes through with a big smile on her face and just wants to let you know how much she loves you. All right? I also feel she's letting me know that there's a significant family event coming up, and it feels like a birthday and an announcement, both coming up, and that she's very excited about both these things. So I'm feeling a sense of someone who's already living, the birthdays coming up in the summer, and I feel you might hear an announcement of someone who's pregnant or going to give birth. All right?
Yeah, that's definitely coming up. And the birthday, and the pregnant person's next to her birthday is next to the bridal shower. So yeah, that is coming up.
Thank you. So she's aware of all of the happenings. All right. So she's just sending you a lot of love to let you know she really is there. Okay?
That's awesome. Does she when she comes through, she usually has something specific to tell me, like you were just saying, the announcement. Is there anything else she wants to let me know?
No, everything else is going to be by surprise or veto. She actually has a lovely sense of humor.
Yes, she does.
I can't wait to see what comes through by veto. That means certain things will not be allowed to come through. Don't worry about them. So she's keeping you from being stressed unnecessarily. And there are some people in and around the family who just love drama.
Oh, my God, yes. Are you saying veto, V-I-T-O?
V-E-T-O, yeah, veto, like squish, veto, X, yeah. She's making sure that unnecessary things don't get to you just for the drama, right? So, and anything important will. All right?
This is pretty interesting. Yeah, you got that one right on. She's spot on. I'll have to figure out the J. Could the J person be like a John?
It could be. It's a J connecting name, and I'm hearing an E sound too. So could be like a John and an Edward, or a Jeff, or a J and an E sound. And it could be two men rather than one, all right? So I'll just let you know that. Okay, so think about that. All right, we've got to go on to the next caller. Thank you for listening to me on Monday and calling in.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Telephone number ending in 4109. 4109. Who am I speaking with, please?
Oh, wow. That was quick. Emily. My name is Emily. Hi.
And where are you from, Emily?
Right outside of Boston.
Right outside of Boston. Emily from right outside of Boston. And how can I help you?
I'm new to the show, but I was just calling in for a reading, I suppose, if that's...
You'd like a spot reading. That is quite acceptable.
Yes.
All right, and thank you for listening.
That would be great.
Okay. Wow, it feels like you're not just new to the show, but you're new to where you're living now. Is that also true?
No, actually. I've been here for a while.
In the
years.
Place where you're residing? In the home where you are?
I'm sorry, what was that?
In the building where you're living now, you've been there for a while?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. They're showing me, would you understand a second residence that's significant? I don't know if there's a vacation home or a second residence that's significant to you at this time in your life right now.
That's something that I would... love to have someday, but right now I just have my one house.
Hey, would you understand the significance? Is your parents' home still in the family?
Yes. I mean, yes, they're both still here. They both have their own houses. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Are you in any way going there a lot to help?
Not particularly. No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No.
No, that's quite all right. I can only give you what they're giving me. So
yeah, no, totally.
And it feels like someone else's, another house or household is going to come up as being significant. And I can't tell whether this is a daughter, like in an apartment, condo, or a parent in a house, all right? I'm a bit confused myself because I don't know all the people. Remember, I'm speaking with people I've never met about things I know nothing about. So
right.
Bear with me. And they're saying another residence is going to be significant, okay? And I feel this in the next 3 to 6 months, all right? And I'm not putting any worries out there. I'm just saying that another residence is going to also be significant to you in the next 3 to 6 months. All right? It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. Okay? And I have a lovely lady who's giving me this information. She feels like she may be two generations back, great-grandma, okay, who had some very nice gray hair, was multiple colors. She actually had beautiful hair. It wasn't the stark white, but it had a lot of different colorings to it. And it was back in the day, the women wore their hair maybe a little longer if they were kind of more natural. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's saying that you, it's interesting, she's showing you to me, and you actually would like to be very natural woman. This is what you come from. But you dress the part of a little bit dressier. You understand? You understand what she's saying?
No, that's not me.
Okay. okay. I believe you. I believe you. But this is what she's showing me. So you are the natural, and you dress natural. Who is the one who came from the... is all natural, but dresses a little bling. Who is that in the family? That your mom?
I wouldn't we're all pretty, like, no, you know, makeup or any of that stuff, and just pretty natural, just, you know, not fancy.
I'm talking more the difference between, you know, L.L. Bean and Talbot, that difference. Do
okay.
you understand?
We're L.L. Bean.
Yeah, and someone in the family likes to be Talbot.
I'm not sure. I'm not being very helpful. I'm not quite sure.
You have a sister, please, or sister-in-law. It's either a sister
Two.
Or sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
The show would be Talbot, not LLB. Okay.
Okay.
And I don't know another polite way to say maybe one up people, right? Do you understand? Or feels like maybe a little higher echelon. Okay. So okay, just take the information and think about it later. Don't want to spend the time here. All right. And I'm getting the name. Oops. Your call dropped. All right, caller dropped. Goodbye, caller. Sorry you dropped. And if you get back on, I'll say goodbye. All right, so telephone number ending in 3924, 3924, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'd like a spot reading, please.
Jennifer, spot reading, where are you from?
Ontario. Not
Jennifer, Jennifer from Ontario. Wow. They're showing me by the water. You like to
yes.
spend time by the water. It's very important to you. And I feel like I'm by the water's edge. I may even have a small boat or rowboat that I like to go out in, some type of a boat. And, wow, they're showing you loving to be in nature. And I want to say I have a gentleman here who's coming through, feels very fatherly or grandfatherly to me. I'm on mom's side of the family, so this might be mom's dad. Are you close to your grandpa, mom's side of the family, please?
Yes.
Immediately comes through and he's showing me, and I think you both had a love kind of the outdoors. Does that make sense to you?
Correct.
And that when you were little, he's showing me you dressed in cute little dresses, and it never stopped you from playing in the dirt. Okay. And
that's right.
You,
yep.
You were one of those girls who was gonna be who you were no matter what they dressed you in. Didn't matter to you, and it was all good to you. You didn't really care. You were just gonna go about your business no matter what. And he just had a lot of fun with you when you were very little. He's showing fond memories watching you play outside, and then he's showing you grow up. And I feel the memories stop. I feel somewhere around late junior high school. Maybe he saw you graduate high school, but I don't see him around anymore then. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we moved away. I think it was grade 6.
Okay, thank you. But he really enjoyed you, and he's just coming through with so much love. And he's asking you a question. He's saying, why do you always doubt yourself when you know that you're right?
Because his daughter, my mom.
Yes, but you see through that, and you always have. So why are you doing it? Okay.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, because you're the one who's always seen through that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying
right.
Don't doubt yourself and don't take any, I can't say this word in public on the radio. It begins
yeah,
with an S.
He would say that. Yeah.
Okay. From anybody. Right. Okay. And that's his advice to you. He's encouraging you to stay in your confidence and that no one has to agree with you or agree that you're right in order for you to know it. This is really the difference between, I like to call it, there's being right, which people prove, or there's being sure, which is a matter within the self. And when you're sure, there's no need to prove righteousness. You understand?
That is very, very good advice for everyone.
Okay, so you understand what he's saying. And when you're sure, don't put it out for argument whether it's right.
Right, exactly.
It can only go downhill from there. No need to go there, right? You understand?
I understand, yes.
He's showing me you have a son, please.
Yes, I have a few.
He's talking about one in particular who this advice would be very helpful to.
the right and sure advice.
It will be very evident which one that is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Need I say more? All right. So maybe you can subtly have that conversation. I do see him coming over. I see the two of you decorating a cake, so I know that there's an occasion coming up that warrants a cake where he will be present. So you'll have the opportunity to one-on-one as he helps you get ready. And pretty good guy, other than that. And
you're right. And it is my birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you. He's going to come for your birthday and he'll do whatever you need done while he's there. That's right. So, you know, good guy, but you might want to subtly have this conversation. All right.
Yeah, no, perfect. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And a lot of love from your grandpa. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Lily Dale Radio and Media Monday. Telephone number ending in 4134-4134. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Sharon. It's Josie in Buffalo.
Hi, Josie in Buffalo. How can I help you?
Can I have a spot reading, please?
Spot reading. Wow. You have everything going on. Why do you need a spot reading? First of all, this thing that... you don't take advice because you have a plan and you're on a mission. So I'm a little surprised you want to spot reading. You might want to change it to a question. And I don't think that would help because you're on a mission and you've got a plan and you're pretty good at following through on what you start. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So thank you for calling in. Wonderful. In case there's something that you don't know, which would really be the case here, which is why you would call. Because you're not one of those people who thinks you know everything, although you know quite a bit, all right? And
okay.
Don't take advice from people that you know who know less than you, but you are open to learning from people who might know more. So kind of interesting, and I give you credit for the wisdom of that, all right? You're always going to check things out, and unless there's some good reason, some compelling reason for you to change directions, you won't. And this is a wonderful quality. There are too many people who are easily distracted and don't stay the course. But you have a mission and you have a plan and you're still young and you intend to fulfill it. So you're someone who have a job and are still learning or going to school or training, and you'll accomplish everything. It's just a matter of what you put your mind to and what you want. And right now they're showing that you're young and you're blessed with the ability not to allow relationships to totally derail you. You don't change all your priorities because someone asked you out. All right. Right. You understand? I'm sure you have friends who do. Do you understand me?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. And so you're not one of those people. They better have something good to present, and then you'll schedule them in with everything else. But other than that, you know, and so you're getting a lot of kudos. People are very proud of you, spirit side, because you've been like this the majority of your life, and it's worked well for you, and there's no need to stop now. So you're getting nothing but blessings and luck and help behind you, and keep doing what you're doing.
That's great. Okay. Sounds good.
One word of caution, we want to slow down and pay more attention when we're driving. This is where you kind of aren't as diligent. Do you understand?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And that's all I want to say. A lot of love.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
That's great. Thanks, Sharon.
Bye. Telephone number ending in 0254-0254. Am I speaking with, please?
You're speaking with Nancy from Ohio.
Nancy from Ohio, and how can I help you?
I'd like a spot reading today, please.
Spot reading. I'm seeing kitty cats all around you, and I'm seeing you scratch together a kitty cat. Okay?
Yep,
cat.
I do.
And I'm also seeing your eyes swell and your nose run, which tells me that you're loving on the cats even though you're allergic. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay? Extra credit somewhere. All right? And I'm seeing you get their food out of the can, scraping it out. So you're getting a lot of love. We have a kitty in spirit here coming through thanking you for the love. And
oh, my gosh.
Showing me 1, 2, 3 other cats still in the home right now where it came from. And it's still around. And sometimes there's one cat you have right now that's blacker or black more than the other. And sometimes you'll see it jump. And this is the other cat coming through from spirit. And that's playing. Okay. And whapping.
Okay.
It's the alpha, so you gotta learn.
Oh, wow.
Here. All right?
Huh. Okay.
Take
yep.
You can see what's going on, and you'll notice that. And just
she does do that.
Say hello and acknowledge that she's come through. You also sometimes feel her rub up against your leg. You feel something touch your leg and look down, and there's nothing there, and you're a bit surprised. Okay. So a lot of love from the cat, and wants to come up onto a table and walk around a computer to say hello to dad. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you pass that along. And I hear purring galore as it's walking past the screen. Okay.
Okay.
A lot of love and just so much gratitude for the life that it was given. All right. I'm also seeing, and would you understand, wow, you have, I'm seeing a lot of projects all over your yard. Okay. I'm seeing
okay.
Vehicles with parts missing, parts of vehicles here and there, left. It's not necessarily broken, but not all together. If that makes sense. And,
yes.
I'm seeing we can't decide what the next project is, and there have been too many lately, and we have a pond that's giving us a big headache, okay? And we don't know anymore about this, and honestly, the deers are getting a little upset because there's no water to drink there, okay? And so...
So what's getting a little upset? Sorry.
The deer.
Oh, the deer. Oh, that's funny. Okay. Yeah.
And the deer, you drink from that pond and the water's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, all right. And
they're back
right
now because the water's in now, but it will be gone again.
Yep. I understand. Okay.
Huh.
Come spring, I feel that you're finally going to tackle this and solve it. And I'm seeing a huge drain pipe come out. One end and go downhill, okay?
Okay.
And then also seeing a sewer grate, so you may have to put some plumbing into it. While it's a natural pond, it may become a man-made one, per se, all right?
Okay.
And, it's all good. It will still serve the purpose you want, all right?
Okay.
Aside from that, they're showing me you back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Daughter and son and daughter and son and daughter and son and daughter and son. So we have worries, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Okay. Quit worrying. There's nothing you can do about any of it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Whether it's her or him. Okay. Whether it's your daughter or your son. I'm also seeing you know, your daughter's in a precarious situation, and the month of May is going to be delicate, okay? So
okay.
A lot of love. I see you maybe visiting again, or you may have scheduled a visit that gets canceled for some reason, okay?
Okay.
And other than that, I have your mama here, and she's saying Mimi and Mama Lucy.
Oh.
Mimi,
yeah.
And Mama Lucy and the girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And she's coming with a big smile, very proud of the fact that she died with all her teeth.
She was very proud of that. And she should be.
She should be, right.
Yep.
And she's showing me springtime and the sun on the face of the wall where she is, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Feels like the sun sets there. She's got either a sunrise or a sunset on her. And she's just smiling and mentioning purple flowers in a vase.
Okay.
All right.
She loves her purple. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Tell Mama Lucy I love her.
She knows you do. She says she's there with you. She knows. And she was at your daughter's with you just recently.
Good.
So she knows your grandson too. And
good. She would love him.
She would, and she does. She doesn't always agree with your daughter's husband's mother.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Don't know what that's about,
okay.
But yeah.
Huh.
Maybe
that's
she's
very
not
interesting.
Forceful enough, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she sees her as being weak in some way.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay.
She's blowing you a kiss. Okay.
Ah, thank you. Mhm.
And then she's adjusting.
Thank you very much.
She's adjusting your rear view mirror. Why do you not adjust your mirrors before you leave? Why do you do it when you're on the road?
I do. You're right. I do it on the road
because
I can't. Because I can't tell until I'm on the road, you know, kind of really, if it's positioned properly.
Right. She's showing that. You're adjusting the rear view. She's getting comfortable in the seat.
When
next
I drive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my love. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio. Me and Monday. Thanks for calling in. And good
Thank
luck
you.
To you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, telephone number ending in. I think we have time for one more. Telephone number ending in 4692.
Tammy from Pennsylvania.
Tammy from Pennsylvania, how can I help you?
I'll take a spot reading if you'd like.
Tammy from Pennsylvania, spot reading. Wow, I feel like you're strong-arming someone. Would you understand if I were to say to you, it feels to me like you have to do everything yourself right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have to do the laundry, do the work, do the school, do everything yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And that while you usually take it in stride, it's starting to get to you from time to time. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm seeing people in and around you in the family who are not doing anything. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, I wish, you know, they would help out a little bit more, but.
Maybe we need to
My
ask
daughter.
Them. Maybe we need
My
to
daughter.
Ask them to. Okay. It would help if you asked, but you think that as long as you can, you should. But there's no truth to that, all right? You don't have to do everything yourself, all right? You can delegate some things, and it's not abuse, all right?
Oh, I asked. Believe me, I asked. But
okay. And
done, a lot of times it doesn't.
Okay, so you understand. I'm seeing flowers here. Would you understand a significant anniversary or anniversary of someone's, either a wedding anniversary or the anniversary of someone's crossing, or both of those things coming close together? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And they're showing me a vase with flowers in it. And you, even though you're usually way too busy and you're really down to earth and quite practical in a good way, there's nothing like having fresh, beautiful flowers, is there?
No, I don't get them a lot, but
right.
I do love flowers.
Rose. You love them, and you do. And this is what their spirit's bringing, okay? A beautiful vase of fresh flowers. And again, the color purple. So someone really likes purple, all right?
Okay.
And I feel like I'm licking the spatula that I used to ice the cake with, all right? Now, do you have to put your own anniversary things together? Yeah.
My own anniversary? I don't ever celebrate for myself.
Whose anniversary are you celebrating?
Huh?
Whose anniversary are you celebrating?
My mom passed away 15 years ago on the 26th.
Okay. So it's like a birthday and an anniversary, right? A new birth there. And I'm seeing a cake. Do you have an occasion to bake a cake at right now, around this time, for some reason?
No, but I did have a piece of cake yesterday, but,
What?
I did have a piece of cake yesterday, so.
Okay, because they're not letting this cake, not letting the cake go, and what I'm really doing is licking the icing, okay? Do they have really good icing? Yes. Really good icing?
It was really good icing.
So please know that you're not alone. I do feel this is your mom's spirit side. She's showing me a wooden case that someone has, just kind of like a trinket case or a jewelry box, okay, some type of box. May also be indicating the person who was cremated, okay, and a dog. Just letting you know that you're not alone, all right, and that she's still there, still aware, okay?
Yeah, I could really use her right now.
She knows. Did you lose a piece of jewelry, please, you're trying to find?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
That you're aware of yet? Okay.
My daughter did have, I gave her my mom's diamond earrings that we cannot find anymore.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not looking for them, but I know they're lost.
Yeah, pay attention. Sometimes spirit can play hide and seek, lost and found. So if they disappeared without reason, they may just reappear without reason. All right?
All right.
Don't go crazy trying to find them. Let them naturally be found, all right?
Yeah, I'm not going crazy looking for them, but I know they're lost.
She's acknowledging she knows the lost jewelry, okay? So just a lot of love, and spring, her favorite season. So comes in second right after Christmas. Once the pine tree's gone, that's it, all right?
Okay.
Thank you for calling in the Medium Monday and listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. People, keep checking lilydaleassembly.org. That catalog will be out sometime in the next month. So keep checking online. Current classes are up. If you're interested in taking something before season, there are callers. I mean, there are classes. Excuse me. All right. So thank you for listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio. This is Sharon Hill. You can find out more about me or check me out at RevSharonHill.com. Again, thanks for listening and tune back in next week at noon. And that call-in number, if you didn't get through today, 818-739-8818. Have a good week, everybody.